More Mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.
We have some guests in the studio today from the Yorkton Terriers. We have Calvin and Corvin. Good morning, guys.
What are our titles, Eddie?
You are the Director of Marketing and PR.
Yeah, buddy.
Ah. And Corvin is the President.
That's right.
I just
wanted to make sure.
Don't embarrass me.
I'm not embarrassing you. I want everyone to know that the vast knowledge that you have.
Yeah, totally.
And it keeps you on your toes. Well, guys, all month long, it has been just a busy, busy flurry of activity for the Terriers. The Save the Terriers season ticket blitz has been on with amazing pricing. And yesterday was the final day of the blitz. And just watching the numbers go up and up this week has been amazing. And We're waiting with anticipation. Where'd we end up?
The past 5 days have been just a flurry of excitement. It's been absolutely amazing. And the unofficial but probably pretty accurate total is 931 season tickets
sold. That is awesome.
Yeah. Let's just say this has never happened. I don't think, if it has in the Terriers organization, it's been a long time. And to put this into perspective for everybody, we had a meeting last night and no team in the league has sold over 300.
Wow.
And like 50, I think, something like that. So for us to hit 900 is exciting, humbling from the support of the fans, the sponsors. You guys have been absolutely amazing. The Harvard family, yourselves here at Fox FM and GX, all the support you guys have given us. It's been so amazing.
It's just been a pleasure to help in any way that we can. It's been, you know, a lot of fun, and just it's great to see everybody rally behind the team. It's something that you always hope for, and the chips are down and everyone stepped up.
Absolutely, yeah. It's you know, when this call came out last month, I guess 2 months ago now, because it's March 1st today.
Yeah.
At the end of January, you know, we know how much the Parkland loves the Terriers. Again, it's just one of those things where you hope it comes out. And this was, we did again, like Corvin said, we were talking before, it's a lofty goal of 1,000 season tickets, and everyone just came out in droves. And I'm speechless for the first time in probably 44 years.
It doesn't happen often, so
just thank you to everybody.
Oh, that is fantastic. And now, so we've reached the end of this blitz, and where does this put the team now?
Well, so we had a meeting last night, as Calvin mentioned, and really, really pleased and excited to say that we're good to go for next season. We, with the support that we got from the community with the season ticket blitz, we're in a financial position that we can confidently say we can go forward into next year. So that's incredible. Lots more work to do. We have our sports celebrity dinner coming up, which will be another major fundraiser for the team, and we've got a couple of other things in the works as well. So again, work is not done, but so grateful for the support that we've had from our community. They've said loud and clear they want the Terriers, and really appreciate that support. And now it's a hard push for the last five games of the season for that last playoff spot, and then in the off season it's preparing for next year.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of which, next home game is coming up tomorrow against the Kindersley Clippers. And not just the season ticket blitz people have been showing up and supporting, but also attending the games themselves the last few weeks too.
Absolutely, yeah. The excitement, again, in the arena over the last 5-6 weeks has been absolutely palpable. It's the atmosphere is changed so much, just so positive, so exciting. The 50-50s have been up, the attendance has been up, just the noise, which is my favorite part of it, has been up. It's so exciting to see. And again, we mathematically we still have a chance to get in there. We're gonna need some help. we got to do our part, but the team has played phenomenal the last month and a bit here. And what I've said about this team since day one, I think since we first talked about the team back in September, October, is this team has zero quit. They are going full tilt for the last five games, and that's the attitude of the Yorkton Terriers. That's Terrier hockey, and we're excited to keep going. So.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, that overtime win the other night against Kindersley, looking to beat the Clippers again Saturday night at home. The Terriers are on the road in Nipawin tonight to continue their playoff push. And then, yeah, back at Westland Arena, 7 p.m. tomorrow night, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and don't forget next week, Tuesday, March the 5th, we have Farmers Night Out, one of the main sponsors for the league for the SJHL Cantera, was kind enough to jump in and create a wonderful event before we start getting into seeding and everything else. I know it's a little ways away, and we're expecting some more snow, which we need for the fields, but a nice way to get everybody out there and say thank you to all of our farmers and stuff like that. So Farmers Night Out next Tuesday, and we're going to have more events, and then again, I'm excited for tomorrow as well, because the Shoot for More, the Save on Food Shoot for More, is at a possible $1,010 in gift cards. So I just think of frozen pizza.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a lot of frozen pizza.
It is. A lot of really good frozen pizza. And then today you're also going to be making the announcement, correct, for the travel voucher from the season ticket blitz.
Absolutely, yeah. We're excited for that. It's going to be live on Facebook at 1 p.m. 931 names. And that 931 is official now. I just got off the phone with the office. So 931 is official. I have 931 names in that draw drum, and someone's going to be winning a $4,000 travel voucher thanks to Out of Here Travel in Yorkton. And thank you to Lisa from Out of Here Travel too for jumping on board with this kind of last minute, and she was more than happy to want to help the Terriers as much as possible. So again, with the weather we're having, I don't think anyone could receive a better gift today than a $4,000 travel voucher to go somewhere hot next Christmas. Yeah. Or next winter when it gets this cold. So,
well, like you say, you know, everyone's coming together, and you've been attacking. It takes a village, you know. It takes a whole community to make something like this happen. And it's just so great to see everybody step up, whether it's, you know, citizens, whether it's corporate sponsors. Everybody has been getting involved.
Yeah, it we're so grateful for that. And I think Calvin used the word humbling before. I think that's exactly true. You know, it's humbling to see minor hockey teams raising money to support our club. We've had businesses from outside of our community buy tickets and say, I just want to donate them to a worthy cause. So then of course all of our citizens and fans and sponsors, and it just it's incredible the support that we've had.
Wonderful. All right. Well, again, is there anything else that you guys wanted to mention here?
Yeah, you know, and Corbin mentioned like the minor hockey teams, and again, outside of buying season tickets, and that's something I think maybe we haven't gotten a chance to touch on, and we will be doing a lot of thank yous coming up very soon. But again, minor hockey teams donating money for travel expenses, for food, for road trip food purchases. The outpour of support and kindness and love that we've received, I had said to Corvin this morning, you know, with part of these tickets, one company from Saskatoon who will not be using tickets at all purchased 5 family packs.
Wow.
And donated them back to the team for us to give to charities.
That's awesome.
So, again, the support has been not the Parkland and beyond, and people that just truly love the sport of hockey and know what it means to have a local team. So just want to say, again, one more time, thank you to everybody. And one specific thank you going out to Darcy and Teresa, the ladies that take care of the office and all the paperwork, all the tedious stuff that I don't have to take care of and a lot of us don't, have been rocks this entire time and deserve a huge amount of credit for taking care of this. So to them, thank you very much. But yeah, it's I don't know if thank yous are going to be enough, but we're going to do our darndest to make sure that everybody gets one. So
that's absolutely awesome. Keep the momentum rolling.
All right, thank you guys for joining us in the studio, and we're excited to see where the Terriers go for the rest of this year and for next season as well.
Well, we're going to stay in Yorkton, Eddie. We just told you that.